And good morning again, folks, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, January 18th, 2025. We say welcome to you folks out there. I'll bring the men on the line. And good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
And good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
And good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
And, Paul, why don't you start us off with a word of prayer this morning?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to go to spread the good news, the gospel, Lord. It may not have seemed like the gospel at times because the truth sometimes sets us, rubs us the wrong way. But we need to hear the truth, Lord, and we need your kingdom back established in this country, Lord. And we pray that they'll put a blessing on our leaders that are coming in, and hopefully they're your people, Lord, and there's no deception be involved. We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Paul. And the phone number to call in this morning is 970-224-4203. That's 970-224-4203. And there's a lot of exciting things that are going on. I'll just turn it over to you, Tim. Was there anything you wanted to start off with this morning?
Well, I did. I think it's uniquely interesting that we're seeing just so many things all around this country that are, we talk about this, that unseen war that the Bible talks about going on around us all the time, and the battle that God is fighting, and how protected and blessed we are. We pray about it. We ask for it. And just in the thought process of seeing those miracles, I think that when you look around the world, and like you said, the situation that's going on, we're just seeing, I mean, you can just about pick anywhere and go, wow, you know, but God protects his people. They've got this, I don't know, they've got a battery fire going in California. They've got banks that are having all kinds of issues and interest rates, and the housing market is in a real jumble and a tumble right now. And we see, and to some people that would be discouraging, but you know, probably a downtrodden effect. But I look at that as, you know, when you set the house in order, as God continues to set his house in order, and when you're cleaning, when you're doing deep cleaning on your place, whether it's your shop or your home or whatever, there's some get worse before it gets better things go on. And I really think that we're seeing some of that happening all around us right now. I mean, we're seeing, I thought it was interesting. One of the things that was unique is all these illegal aliens are voluntarily self-deporting. And the numbers are just crazy. I mean, they're way up. They're jumping back across the border to the south. The influx is actually causing Mexico some pretty major problems because they're looking at mass deportations that are forced ones. But they've got this pre-runner. These people, I guess, if they voluntarily deport themselves, they're not banned from applying for citizenship or banned from coming over here for 10 years like they are if they're forcibly ejected. And you see some, and we've talked about that before, you know, well, how do you get them out? Well, evidently some of them are kind of figuring out how that works. It's like, well, we better go while the getting's good. And that was one of the things I seen this morning that I thought was, you know, just an interesting factor that's going on. I'd maybe start there. There's a few other things that might work in as we go along, but at any rate, I thought that was an interesting thing just to see how God works things out. A lot of times we wonder how it's going to happen, but you know, it always leaves me amazed to see how it works.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I was thinking about this. Planetary alignments that we've been having and that are having, and I read something, I don't know, I'm going to share it. It to me, it just goes to show, it's like you see these planetary alignments and stuff. I mean, and, you know, all the scientists in the world could not make one of these planetary alignments. It's just it's more of, you know, and God set this up and God put this planetary alignment in place, and he did it, you know, who knows when. I don't know, you know, with thousands of years ago. I mean, it's some of that stuff they say that they can figure out that it's happening, and it's one of those phenomenons that is coming, and it's like things are falling into place is what I keep, you know, the sense that I get about it. But this one says the planets are aligning in a rare phenomenon in January. Here's what it means for you. A rare celestial event is set to take place this month, offering an eerie glimpse of a grouping of planets in total alignment just days after the Wolf Moon, the first full moon of 2025, which took place on Monday, January 13th. Stargazers should prepare for yet another exciting display in the night sky, a planet parade. Leading up to January 21, six planets will be in a planet parade, with four of them visible to the naked eye. While the planet parade isn't necessarily an official term used by scientists, it's the colloidal phase for the simultaneous appearance of several planets in the sky. Essentially, the six planets will be in alignment with each other, appearing somewhat like they're placed in a line across the sky. However, according to NASA, this is a usual occurrence for planets. The location of alignment is called the ecliptic representation of the planet of the solar system in which the planets orbit around the sun. Planet parades aren't super rare, the astronomical agency said, but they don't happen every year either. And it was just interesting.
They're not super rare, but we can't make them happen. I think they're absolutely amazing.
But, they are, and when you get a chance to check one out, I mean, they are really neat. I mean, it's something that try to get, as long as you got a clear night and you can see the sky, they're definitely worth taking a glimpse at.
Yeah, we've been able to see them here. This Wyoming sky they rise in the west with the moon, and when you first see them, they're vertical. You know, they're up and down. I think it's Mars, Saturn, and Venus, the three you can see. But then if you look in the morning, like 4:35 in the morning, they're horizontal. It's really kind of neat. I can't figure out how that happens, but it happens. But it is. You know, all the heavens declare his glory. And I hope that's how the people look at it. But it is neat, like you said, Jason. You know, God set this up before the beginning, and it's for us to see now, and those happenings in the heavens, you read true history books, they usually foreshadowed happenings on Earth, happenings with God's people and with his enemies, and it's sure happening here. Tim, you mentioned that California battery plant. Oh my gosh, that's not getting a whole lot of news coverage, but that's huge on top of everything else in California. So, you know, interesting times.
Yeah, that was a Moss Landing battery plant, and it's a lithium battery plant, which, by the way, it probably doesn't matter out there that they're fighting fires with beer and milk, because you can't use water on a lithium fire anyways. It just... is like pouring gas on a fire. And the news reports I read in mainstream news made it sound pretty lame and you know, like, oh, well, we're going to have it under control. We evacuated some people. But the initial things they told people to actually shelter in place, which, if that's the case, is really erroneous. The smoke is highly toxic off that stuff, and there's a lot of it. And boots on the ground there say people were fleeing. It was a major fire. It's still not under control. You know, these are the things that I've heard. I guess you'd call them rumor-wise, but they were people that were there. And they were like, well, just go inside and close your windows and you know, block your doors, and we'll get this under control. That was kind of the official version to start with, supposedly. And there was so much outcry on it and people fleeing the area, they finally said, oh, no, we told them to evacuate. But as I understand it, that was not the case originally. But they're just, there's so much, lies and misdirection and everything else that it's just astounding out there to see what's going on. Like, it's, like we've already said, I think it's a false flag. God is really pouring it out there. And they just, I get out. If you've got any way to get out of there and you're one of those people, beat and leave, you know. I mean, it's nasty.
Yeah, I heard that there was 1,500 people evacuated. Then they told them that, okay, it's okay. You can shelter in place. Just turn your air conditioning off and make sure that all your windows are closed. And it's only going to affect about 100 square miles. Well, there's a lot more people that are in 100 square miles of that area than 1,500, that's for sure.
That's a fact. Yeah, the density's pretty heavy out there. So it's just some more of that kind of stuff going on out there. I mean, it's an incredible amount of mismanagement coming to light and of graft and everything else that's happening. I mean, it is so deep and so nasty that it's just hard to even grasp the depth and extent of it. But it's all around, and there's I think one of the things that I like it back to the Bible is, you know, when it talks about Babylon and a lot of other things crashing down and how they were wringing their hands and everything, is you're seeing all these, what do you want to call it, bank groups or financial power centers. They're just crumbling in the face of this wrath of God moment. I mean, it's like they have no, you know, it can't save them. It can't help them. We're going to lose everything, you know, and it's one of those moments when they had no pity when they were causing other people to lose everything and having problems. And there should be none meted out to them either. It's a righteous judgment. It's coming down on them. And I think that we should not let our heart, and I'm talking about these financial centers and power centers that are the powers that were. And it's like, God takes care of his people. That's the thing. I mean, he will take care of his people. He loves his people. He will take care of that. I have, you know, that's that faith element, that miracle element that goes on all the time. It's been going on all the time.
Exactly. Well, and I was thinking about when you were talking about that, I know that there are several data centers out there in that area too, and I haven't heard specifically if any of those data centers have been burned up, but those data centers are where, I've used them in the past for different websites and stuff that we have and archives and stuff like that, where it's a central location or a location that has a huge amount of internet coming in there that you can, you know, basically it's like an offsite storage for your website. And if anybody that's doing a lot of video work or anything knows a lot about these, and it's where you can rent space in their facility and basically have a server that's dedicated to you, the renter. And there's a lot of those that out in that area that that banks use, that financial institutions use, that all different kinds of agencies use them. And you know, I've wondered, what would it be like if these data centers just burned up and all of a sudden that they were just gone? I mean, it's people have no idea how much of that of their internet is coming from these data centers, and it's just a thought, and just interesting. Just, you know, you wonder, you know, how a scenario would play out if, you know, if U.S. banks all of a sudden that all their records and everything were just gone, or you know, you Visa credit cards. You know, I mean, a lot of things could happen, and it's just interesting.
Yeah, very much so.
And they said that there's a lot of people that have been complaining about slow internet recently, and it's because they're trying to do massive backups on transfer of data out of certain areas move it around. And, you know, that's something that a lot of people, we did that for a long time, is we had all our servers were in different locations, and they backed up to each other every night just so we could have redundancy of data and archives. And that was a common practice quite some time ago, but a lot of people actually got away from it because they just never thought that they were going to have a natural disaster that would take it out.
Yeah. Well, and I know a lot of this, they're talking right now, a lot of noise in the financial markets about direct deposits not showing up, you know, down server downtime, people can't access. And not California. I mean, all over the country this is going on. So it's a ripple effect. I mean, it's moving out from there. So these are, these are realistic, you know, things going on there that's like, okay. So it's making people scratch their head and think a little bit, I think, kind of a wake-up call.
Yeah. Yep. That's for sure. Psalms 27:5 says, "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secrets of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." That was from Derek. He says that's a good verse to go with Tim's point.
Exactly. It is, too. Well, and I think that when we see that, I know that some of the information I've seen as of yesterday, that the housing market's currently experiencing really big crisis. It says, unlike anything seen in the past decade, they're having housing defaults. They're going absolutely crazy. They've raised rates, you know, from 0 to 5.5%. And they've got a lot of these people that bought in way high. They're underwater. The rates went up. The payments went up. They can't. And the situation is there's already a lot of empty houses, a lot of things going on. These higher costs have just, you know, the demand for it is being destroyed right now because people just can't. High inflation, pressure on consumers, and this kind of stuff. But so potential home buyers are hesitant about buying conditions. And it says that they've collapsed to levels only seen since 1960, and that was in 1974 and 1981. But the deal is the homeless situation and a lot of the other stuff we have is due to this bubble, and these bubbles, they pop. And this is also a godly thing. And I think it's interesting, and I don't know exactly how it plays in, but I had kicked this around the other day. You know, you had these people that were squatters. They didn't want to kick them out or anything else. But when this thing, if this thing really collapses, it's basically debtor in possession. I mean, if you're living in a house and the whole thing goes south, well, you're still living in the house, you know. I mean,
right.
So there's some interesting twists on that that would make a guy think about it. They're not popular, and we have so many people tied in and invested and everything in this phony commercial credit money system, you know, and that's not God's system. And I don't exactly know how to make it all perfect. That's not my job, but I know that God's he's doing some amazing things there, I think. So hang on, stand by.
Well, I know, and you think just about how many houses have burned up, and there's that many people that aren't paying their mortgage, and insurance companies ain't paying out, and it's gonna be just interesting. I mean, we'll see. And you know, I've been using the prayer filter and praying for, you know, if there's any of God's people that are out there in that area, for them to be protected. And I know God knows them, and he knows the number of hairs on their head, and he knows how to keep them safe, and he knows what houses to burn and what not to burn. And I you know, there's a lot of people are out there that are talking about this land grab that they're doing, you know, and saying that this whole thing was manipulated. And, you know, Paul's brought it up several times, is who controls the weather? And, you know, that's God. And if God didn't want this to happen, it wouldn't happen. I know I've went through a lot of the stuff, just like with the Maui fires, and there's people out there that are saying that, you know, land grab, that these are, you know, intentionally started fires. You know, there's people out there that are saying that you know, they're, you know, started by the illegals. And I've seen a lot of that stuff where, you know, people have actually caught the illegals trying to start fires. And I think that stuff is definitely taking place. But my point is you know, if God didn't want it to happen, it simply wouldn't happen. And I seen a picture. Zach sent it to me the other day, and it was a picture of a house that was in a neighborhood and surrounded by devastation. I mean, it was for blocks and blocks, and there was houses that were burned. And there was this one house, white house, that was just out there, and the house wasn't burned. The grass was green, and it was a confessing Christian that owned the house and said when the fires were coming that they were praying. And some people called it a, you know, fake news. But I looked into it, and I sure couldn't find that it was fake. And I think that I believe that was 100% the truth, that God saved that house. And so, I mean, it's it shows me that God's hands are at work, and he's still protecting those that are his. We got a caller on the line. We'll go to the phone line. Hello, caller.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Warren.
Yeah, this is Warren calling. I got a praise report. I just happened to come in to mind when you talk about God protecting his people.
Yep.
A number of years ago, when Sheila and I were living in Alabama, we rented this place, and the landlord had his old stove, and it wasn't working, and this big ball of fire came out of the side of our kitchen, and we thought we were gone, and that fire got sucked back into the stove, you know, like a vacuum cleaner. I was going to call about that, but you were talking about the planets being aligned, and
yep.
You know, the last time they were, not all of them are aligned, but the last time they were lined up was in 1968. You remember Pastor Peter's message on that, with Tom Brokaw and stuff, all hell broke loose. Bobby Kennedy Sr. was assassinated that year. Martin Luther King was assassinated. We got all these fires, and, you know, every time something happens with these, excuse me, with all these fires, you know, like hurricanes, whatever, they run the price of building materials way up. They got the fires up in Canada. I mean, we don't do any logging here in America anymore whatsoever. And now the news people are talking about we'll have to make these houses out of fireproof material. I mean, I think it's our government's way of controlling the prices, you know, making the prices go way up. That's why the fire department wasn't allowed to put out those fires.
Good point. Excellent. Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's just a lot going on, and we've got a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah, we'll have to pray about it. We know God looks after us, but these disasters, they take advantage of the Antichrist or whatever you want to call them to run the prices up. So we got even less houses, can't afford houses. And so just we pray, Lord Jesus, that you look after us. God bless you.
Thanks, Warren. Appreciate it. And it's that simple. 970-224-4203. That's 970-224-4203. Appreciate the call, Warren. We'll go back to you, Tim.
Well, I do think that as these things empty out, the problem is Pastor told me one time, you know, the Depression era, they had everything but money, you know, but because they dried that up, and that's the problem with fake stuff. It can come, it can go. They set the levels to it. But all the real assets, all the real stuff is there. And I was looking at the fact, like you said already, they're out there trying to buy up this ground. I mean, the smoke's still coming off of it. You've got outfits like yeah. BlackRock and everything else, and they're trying to buy this ground. But they're having bankruptcy problems. They're having financing problems and everything else. And, you know, it's probably going to come to naught, but they're always making these big haymaker swings to try to let no good crisis go to waste so that they can take advantage of it in a ungodly fashion. I mean, we see something like that go on, and we're concerned for the people that are, you know, God's people that are suffering, or the things that are going on there as far as the biblical and humanitarian condition. They're only out there to make a buck. You know, it's like, yeah. So, you know, well, hey, and think about the fact that they own a lot of the insurance company assets too, probably roundabout through behind, you know, the twists and the turns, but they pull those out, refuse to pay. That gives you, hey, and think about the fact that they own a lot of the insurance company assets too, probably roundabout through behind, you know, the twists and the turns, but they pull those out, refuse to pay. That gives you no sense of humor about that. So I think that, and I think also to those of us who observe, and there's getting to be more and more of them who do, you see those heads sticking up out of the grain. You know, they just keep, it's like, okay. So they're just going to work with the shovel. So it's like one of those kind of things as far as creating a bad a situation there where they are showing their true colors. They show what they are. They are not godly. They are not good. And it's also it's not only an opportunity to see those things, it's an opportunity for God's people to shine too. So, you know, I think there's always those benefits.
Yeah, and that's what I see as you know, it's a time to, you know, rise up and thresh, O daughter of Zion, and continue to, you know, our enemies are exposing themselves left and right. We need to be praying against them, praying for our people. I really think that's why, you know, we've been pushing people to pray Psalms 83 is because, the terrors are all around us. We can shoot in about any direction and hit one. And they're just making themselves known. And, you know, we talk about tares and wheat and left and right and goats and sheep. And, you know, it's there's a lot of terms that we use, but basically it's just making it's warfare. And that's what we need to. We need to call it, and we need to think in war tactics on, you know, continuing to fight, and you know, and you know, we're fighting spiritual battles, we're fighting physical battles, we're fighting a lot of different things, but you know, it's definitely exciting and time to, you know, be aware and, you know, be the, you know, a good ground wire for those people that are, you know, trying to wake up. There's a mass awakening that's taking place right now. Like we talked about last Sunday at church, there are so many things that are coming out that are being said on podcasts and different avenues that before, I mean, we were labeled all kinds of things as, you know, crazy neo-Nazi, white supremacist, hate mongers and stuff for saying things. And now you're getting it on, you know, it's not mainstream media, but it's not far off from mainstream media.
Yeah, no doubt. it's certainly, wow. Well, I just... You know, I was talking to my son here last weekend, and it was kind of an interesting thing because, you know, you see your children get older. You have joy every time that they do the things that they need to do. You agonize when they're sometimes with their learning procedures and different things like that. I mean, this is the thing of parenthood. We all know that. Young, old, it doesn't matter what age your children are, these things are the same thing. Some are bigger, some are smaller. But one of the things he said to me that just, I don't know, it was to me, it blessed me, was he said, well, you know, here's the deal. We were raised this way. We were told about this stuff that went on. And he said, it's all happening all around us. The verification is there. He said, you know, I can remember when I was younger going, well, yeah, whatever. You know, and he said, but now we're seeing that. And he said, the answers were set, you know, it wasn't just the presentation of a problem or of these things shall happen, but it was also, here's the answer for when that happens on how it's overcome. This is our, you know, our overcoming is Jesus Christ. Our overcoming is God the Father. He's guaranteed us that recovery, that restitution, that judgment on those people who have abused and destroyed and unjustly taken. And he said, you know, you're seeing all that. And he said, when you realize that, he said, it should make us all feel good, you know, that, oh yeah, there it is. So anyways, it blessed my soul. I mean, I was just like, well, that is, you know, I was like, thanks. you know, and glory to God. I mean, it's not really about me, but, you know, when we see these things go on, and we've got people waking up right now and asking questions that probably have been talked to at some point in the past or have seen things in the past. And it's just like, wow. So hallelujah. You know, I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Exactly. It's exciting. Paul, what do you got going on this morning? What are you thinking?
I'm sitting there, you know, we're talking about this, all this crap is going down. We should be excited about it because, you know, look at the examples. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they got thrown in the fire and they came out. You know, Abraham, if you look in the book of Jasher, he was thrown in the fire and he came out. And this is really exciting time.
It is.
The thing we have with this double-mindedness stuff, we want to go back when we had it easy. But you remember when Pastor Peter said about 9/11 in May of the year, nothing will be the same after that. Well, that's happening. You know, nothing will be the same. And with his finances and everything, too. The key is, you got to unload the debt every 7 years, you know, but they're just accumulating this and keeping this overhead, and they just keep lending money. But they're on a dead-end street, too, because they're not doing it God's way. And plus, their money don't represent anything of solid. All the new money that comes into an economy comes either from agriculture or mining or labor, and that's where the power is, and that's where all the increase comes. And they have no regard for that. They got these farmers, farming from fence row to fence row just to pay the debt to them idiots. But the farmers have lost, you know, they should know who God is. You know, everything that I've learned that's profound, I learned from nature, just observing. You observe nature, and there's a huge amount of it, the way the animals act, everything. Now, there's all kinds of examples of truth everywhere, you know, and it is exciting times. You know, you look at the people that were lined up there in California in those housing developments. Just all you can see from a thing is where the trees were, where they're burned, because their only thing up is the chimneys, you know, and that's God's wrath. And no, you can't tell me that. You know, everybody wants to blame somebody, the blame game, and that's just, it's his fault. Did he this? If they get some, you know, some guy that came across the border light to fire, that takes care of that, you know. But the reason this whole global warming thing is to keep us from looking at the wrath of God that's building up for us. You know, they use this stuff to blame us, make us feel guilty, you know, eating meat and all that crap and stuff like that. Well, we're the people that preserve the earth. You know, there ain't a farmer out there that don't know if he don't take care of his land, he ain't going to be doing nothing next year. So, down deep, it's in them, you know, it's just in their blood. Either you're a farmer or you're not.
Good point. Very good. I got a sound clip that I want to play. I just burned it. I was in the middle of burning it, Tim, when we were talking, and we'll see if it'll play. But I think it ties in with what we've been talking about.
I'm super inspired.
She took time out of her already busy schedule to tell us about her vision for the department's future, one that includes a 3-year strategic plan to increase diversity.
People ask me, well, what number are you looking for? I said, I'm not looking for a number. It's never enough.
Out of 3,300 city firefighters, only 115 are women right now. She's already looking at ways to change that. She's quick to point out that doing so has a greater purpose, attracting the best and brightest for the job.
They feel included, they feel valued, and they feel part of a cohesive team.
Okay, so instead of focusing on getting strong men to be firemen, you are trying to find ways to get ladies involved so they feel included.
Firemen, it's in the name.
Yeah.
And we had to change it because the lesbian got control, right?
Yeah, so it's
part of a cohesive team.
Okay, so instead of focusing on getting strong men to be firemen, you are trying to find ways to get ladies involved so they feel included.
Firemen. It's in the name.
Yeah.
And we had to change it because the lesbian got control, right?
Yeah. So it's they're had like a horrible fire. So instead of focusing on getting strong men to be firemen, you are trying to find ways to get ladies involved so they feel included.
Firemen. It's in the name.
Yeah.
And we had to change it because the lesbian got control, right?
Yeah. So it's they're had like a horrible fire situation. There's been the wildfires in Northern California, but like it seems like LA's been okay for a while. And like you read the Matt Walsh tweet.
Los Angeles deliberately set out to exclude white men from becoming firefighters, and now they don't have enough firefighters to prevent their city from burning to the ground. DEI is a cancer that destroys everything it touches. And obviously that's what we think. And this sort of attention to DEI, when it comes time to emergencies, it's like any time you spent not preparing for an emergency and then talking about DEI, calling in the news crew over DEI – it's like it's just not a good look. Whether or not that really impacted something or not, people are going to judge it and look at it in like from a horrible lens, right?
Exactly. Especially when we get to the details of how much the firefighters have been struggling resource-wise.
Yeah.
Before we get there, keep in mind, too, L.A. got rid of a lot of really good firefighters because they weren't going to get the vaccine during COVID.
113.
Yep, removed. And then there's a tweet I saw here that summed up the firefighting lesbian situation the best.
The entire city of LA is on fire, and it's just a whole bunch of girl bosses in charge. Like, what do we do now? There's a reason men have been in charge of people's safety for like 10,000 years. LOL, I'm sorry if this offends someone.
That's what we're dealing with.
Fire them. Fire lady.
Yeah, it feels good to include everyone, and you're the fire chief.
You're the best.
You're the assistant. We're all lesbians. We're wearing the outfits. We can do it.
Gee, it's a little white in here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? It's burning?
Get the white guys out. We want to change everything. We're in charge now. And then the city burns, and there's no water in the fire.
And it goes on and on and on, but that's the part that I wanted to play. But it shows you that, I mean, can you imagine that being played on the radio or a podcast, you know, 10 years ago? I'm seeing the death of this DEI. I'm seeing, you know, these people that are being exposed for what they are. And, I mean, even, you know, 2 years ago, you'd say something like that on the radio, and you'd be called a racist and a hate monger and this and that. Now people are waking up and saying, hey, you know, what these guys are saying is right.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd have lost their mind, you know. It'd be like, oh, yeah.
But to me, like, that's what Paul was saying. It's like, it's exciting. It's like exciting to see these things happening, and it's exciting to see, you know, people waking up because people are waking up, and they're starting to recognize truth for what it is.
Absolutely. Well, the outcome is directly proportional to the input, you know, of anything, whether it's education, employment, what you get. And when you leave God out of it, that's about 80% of the input. You know, you just aren't going to get anything good. So they that's funny.
You know, it reminds me of Pastor Todd on Gideon, on the from Judges 6, the Ask Gideon series, and then, of course, the answer to Ask Gideon. But one of the big takeaways that I always get from that is when the angel of the Lord calls Gideon a mighty warrior, And he says, go in this, your strength. And Gideon, you know, his way of thinking, he's like, what? I'm the least in my family. My family's the least in the land. Who am I? But he understood that God had done this. God had allowed the Midianites to come in. God had set it up that because they did not have godly leaders, because they had sinned, that that this had happened. And and Gideon understood that, and that was his strength. He was scared, you know. He was fearful. He wasn't this, you know, John Rambo that just do all or Superman or something. He was just like us, but he understood, and Paul, you continue to remind us of that. I'm glad that you do, and remind the remnant that God has done this, and our pastor prophesied it. You know, how many years ago was it, Jason, the death penalty for homosexuals came out as prescribed in the Bible, that he brought that out 30, 40 years ago, and he said, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. You can't. You can't sin and get by, America, and that's where we are. And this is the result. You have people die. You have tens of thousands of homes burn up, and you know, it comes back to those choices. There's no way that water should have run out in those hydrants. There's no way in fire season that those 113 million gallon reservoirs should have been down for service and empty. There's no way that LA Fire should have had 100 fire trucks down for repairs, inoperable part down for repairs. No way. But that's what you get. And you're right. People are waking up to it. And that's a great thing. I'm sorry the people died. I'm sorry the people lost their homes. But you know what? God works this. He's working it to wake people up, just like these talk show, these bloggers, whoever you played, Jason. People are waking up to it and saying, wait a minute, this ain't right. It's right there in their face, and that's a good thing.
I got a text message from Brother Zach, and he said, I was in a training scenario with a female firefighter. She got me killed because she physically couldn't complete the task. And then I got a text from Will, and he said, FBI announced the closure of their DEI office yesterday. So it is the death of DEI. And then I was talking with some guys last night, and they were telling me about just about how Facebook is getting rid of their censorships, and they had to do all this stuff under the Biden administration. And it was, you know, even old Jew Zuckerberg was out there saying that, we're getting rid of this and we're changing. And all of a sudden he's trying to be a right winger. So that's part of the deception as well. But I think it's interesting. They're go woke and they're going broke. Going woke did not go so well for them. And I think that, you know, they called it woke, and we got people that are waking up, and that's exciting.
Well, you look at people of faith. God rewards people of faith. I was reading Joshua last night where Caleb, he got one of the two that got to go across the Jordan River. And he got a reward because his faith, it was different. It was just flat different. And, you know, and the only two, Joshua and Caleb, the only two that got to cross the Jordan. But then you take David. David had faith. Now, can you think of anything more boring than watch sheep eat? I mean, that's what David, but he didn't have a party. He didn't have a cell phone. He didn't have an iPad, you know, but I tell you what, he did. He learned to throw a stone with a sling that just unbelievably good. And he come out of the, you know, the pasture, wherever the sheep, and he looked at this great big giant, and he said, he's mocking my God, and he went and killed him. Now, that's simplicity of the mind. Now, shut the TV off, shut the radio off, and we don't really need to know all this crap except that God's hand is moving. And he is not a respecter of persons, you know, either, but he does reward faith. Joshua, you know, he had faith. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego had faith. Abraham had faith. But God rewards faith above anything else.
I agree.
Well, in Exodus 33:22, and it shall come to pass while my glory passes by that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. So God's going to get the glory. God has the glory. The glory's not necessarily something that you want to be, you know, in the path of. We definitely want to be behind it, supporting it, and understanding what it is. You know, I mean, there's a lot of times you get asked, people say, well, what can I do about it? It's like the actual answer to that is pray and ask God for his judgment and pray for your protection, because that's God's going to, he's going to receive the full measure of praise and thankfulness for what he does. It's not by our hands that we can be saved. You know, when America was founded, that was one of those founding father, you read that book, Sermons of the Pastors, Clergy, and Revolution. They were like, we request God to make bare his arm and save us, you know, and because they knew that there was no way that the little ragtag band of revolutionary soldiers could go up against the biggest power and might on the face of the earth and do anything. But God could, you know, and that's what we've got to understand. And that's where our power lies. That's the real win. That's the real power. And God will do it. And God said he would do it. So it's a done deal.
Well, and what was, switching gears a little bit, Tim, I didn't get a chance to watch that video, but I know that they were talking about this nationwide block on short-barreled rifles and pistol braces, ATF stuff. What did you get a chance to dig into that at all?
A little bit. I've been kind of following along. Basically, the Supreme Court ruled against the ATF enforcing that. There's a whole bunch of really major things going on there on the gun front, which to me they're miraculous. I mean, not that, you know, but the basically, they ruled against them, and the ATF is just saying, well, we don't care what you say. We can enforce it anyways, because we can do that under the NFA, or we can do that under some of this other language. And, you know, can you imagine if you tried that, some ruling like that, suppose, would be outrage and the, well, that's the Supreme Court. But, no, they still think that. They still think, according to their statements and according to a bunch of the stuff, the Gun Owners of America had an email declaration come in from them, and I read that. That was very interesting. Basically, they're just saying, well, we don't care what you say. We can enforce it a different way. And it's like, no, you can't enforce it at all. So it'll be interesting to see how that played out, because they're basically thumbing their nose at them like they don't matter. And, you know, you've got this little... oh, what do you want to call it? Interior power struggle going on there of of those sort of things. So there's a whole bunch of things going on, like they are trying to make federal concealed carry reciprocal across all the states in the manner it is in your state. There's rules on suppressors. They're trying to make those no longer NFA regulated, and they're also removing the tax on these short-barreled rifle and pistol braces, which, you know, that's a money angle, and we all know that they really don't care about anything but the money and the power. So that's going on. There's, yeah, it's an interesting thing to take a look at and see what's going on. It's kind of a breaking news type thing.
Yeah, I've watched some of that, and I'm excited about it. And I mean, there's even talk of getting rid of the Gun Control Act of 1968. And just basically completely doing away with it. And I think that that needs to happen.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I don't understand. There's many things there. It doesn't make any sense to have all that except for money and power. That's the only thing they're after. And that's the only purpose of it. And I think, the fact is it doesn't go back to the Constitution. To me, it goes back to the, you know, God-given abilities. And it's like, well, whatever. I mean, if you feel like you need to defend yourself with a sling and a stone, that's fine, or a sword or whatever. But those are your rights to to have that ability, to have that, and that's under God's way of doing things. So if you don't serve God, you don't have any rights, but that's that's just how it works, at least not here.
I took that concealed weapons course. You know, I was going to get a concealed weapons permit, and I went through it and everything, and I even passed, if you can believe that. But I didn't get it. I said, dang it. I said, I don't need their permission to have a gun and defend myself. If you go into the, you know, the law of God, there's three things that are death penalty: murder, rape, and kidnapping. Now, why would kidnapping be a death penalty? Because that individual life is of God's life, and it's, you aren't supposed to kidnap them. And you're supposed, my point is, it's respect of life in general. And, you know, that's the bottom of the line. So, you know, you don't murder anybody, rape anybody, or kidnap, because that is the death penalty in God's word. But that's a holiness of life is what that's all about. And that's what we're lacking. And like you said, there was law before the Constitution, and the people that wrote it said it would only work for godly people. So we don't have very many godly people around us.
Yeah. Yeah. We've seen what happened. I think somebody mentioned, I think it was you, Paul, mentioned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego a little bit ago. We've seen what happened when they said, we don't care what you think about it, okay? God said. So we have a higher authority than you, and we will listen to it. But when you're dealing with something like this with the ATF, according to them, they don't have a higher authority. But they're sure there's some. And I think, again, it's been said, they hate each other. You know, it's a constant power struggle. They don't like each other. You know, so it's like they're self-serving, and they don't serve God. So, you know, we have to check ourselves every once in a while to make sure that we serve God and do what he wants done. But they don't care.
Well, who's the ATF? Now, that's a corporation. That's what it is. But people make up the corporation. They hide behind that curtain of a corporation like it's really something. But you take a person, whether he's a judge or a sheriff or anything, has to be responsible for his own actions. And you can't always hide behind that curtain of the corporate world. And that's what ATF, FBI, the whole darn thing is, nothing but corporations that people hide behind. Oh, I can do that. I work for them.
I'm autonomous.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left, men. Closing thoughts.
Well, it is exciting times. You know, to watch Babylon fall, you know, Revelation, cut yourselves off so you don't suffer destruction. And that's what we're watching. And, you know, we got to get the world out of our mindset, too, because we got enough of it in our brain, you know. Our history has a anchor on us to some degree, but we got to get that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Abraham faith, and just, it's God's way or the highway.
Amen. I think that's good. Well, folks, I want to thank you for being here this morning. Men, thank you for being here this morning, and it's exciting, definitely exciting times that we're living in, and the Lord is in control 100%. And we're going to close out with a song.
For amber. free.